Right, what's your thoughts on today's game? It was a defeat, but against an experienced Hibs team.
I keep saying this. I don't mind getting beat. It doesn't bother me. If you get beat in the right way, I'll take it on the chin, no problem. I cannot question any one of my players today. You know, 70 degrees out there, whatever it is, 25, I don't know. But I'm talking American there. But in terms of their work rate from the first minute right through to the 90th is unbelievable. Unbelievable for a really, really young group. I mean, Cammy Gill's the only 1998 there. Stuartie Morrison's a 99, Callum Smith's a 99, and the rest are 2000, 2001, 2002s. And it's really exciting. That's what I said to them. I get excited about coaching this group because anything I do with them, they apply it. They get better. And we went through a lot yesterday on today. And a lot of it came out, which is pleasing as a coach. I think, I'm not saying we're a little bit unfortunate because I'm sick fed up using that line or hearing that line. You know, their experience showed through in the end, and that's why they beat us. The first two goals are very similar. We could have done down the side with a cross ball. Probably should have been defended a little bit better, but hey, a little key moments in game, maybe could have had a penalty kick. You know, Lucas Berry's right through in goal, hits it straight to the goalkeeper. At 3-1, maybe changes a little bit, but, you know, I'm just being picky there. I think overall Hibs deserve to win. But the pleasing piece is that they were relentless, but they kept on going and going and going. And it was actually really exciting to watch. And the information they've had is, you know, another year, maybe that 3-1 turns into a 1-0 or a draw against an experienced team. As you said earlier, it's two young centre-backs are playing against Lewis Allen and Ollie Shaw. And what a great learning curve for them. And ultimately, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, the information we can give them. Can they take it on the pitch? And can they, you know, stand up to the more experienced younger player that's playing first team than ever in out the first team? And that's how they learn. That's what reserve football's for. So, you know, the boys are rising. They're getting better week in, week out. Slightly different from the Hamilton game because Hamilton were, you know, there were 11 experienced players out there and that was a tough part. But today was like the Rangers game. It was really, really competitive. And when you are competitive and the other team's complaining all the time, it shows that we're doing our job really well. But I thought the quality in possession was decent at times as well. We just lacked a little bit of quality of playing through at the right time in the first half. We tried to do it too quickly. But their build-up play for Cammy Gill. Cammy Gill's distribution was very good. You know, and they just looked to play.
Yeah.
I can't fault them, Christine. Yeah. They were, you know, they were. I thought they played really well.
And it was an unusual position for Stuart Morrison to play today because that's the first time I've ever seen him playing there.
Yeah.
Sort of middle of the field.
I think it's because the younger boy's been doing really well as well. I mean, Tom Bragg came in the last couple of games and he's done really well. And he forces my hand a little bit. And I'm all for competing for places. And I think Stuart, he knows that position inside out. And it was just a different look to play him as a midfield player. He's more of a holder. He can step on, he can press, he can win it. I thought it was a game for pressing today. And he did that. Plus, we're asking him a question, can he play higher? And it releases Paul Allen a little bit more as well. I said to you last week, I was trying to get a little bit more out of Paul Allen again. So, you know, that helps. But, you know, it's he rose to the task. I thought he did well. But I don't think there's one player out there I can say that didn't. Because I thought every single player was very good
it
today.
It all looked, as you say, really competitive, and I must say that that's probably the best I've seen Callum Smith play for a few games.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, it suited Callum today. Callum's more of a runner, likes to get in behind. And the same thing against Rangers. Callum did really well against Rangers. We keep reminding him how well he did against Rangers. But, you know, people, it's the peaks and troughs, eh? They come in the dip and Callum probably feels a bit unhappy, maybe not involved in the first team. At times he's got to prove it out here. But today he was lively, he was energetic, he held the ball up well, he got in behind really well. It was unfortunate with one of the goalie tried to chip. You know, he did really well in the first minute where I think it was McCann that had the header. It was a great save by their goalkeeper, could have been 1-0 early to us. But I always say that, you know, our starting point has got to be McCann and Callum Smith. Because today we had to defend for the front. And I thought we pressed them so well at the pitch and Callum had a big part in that.
So, this is the last game for the reserves. Are you, overall, are you pleased with progress that
they've
made.
I am. I mean, that's three defeats we've had. Ross County up there, 2-0. You know, we got a guy sent off, and the Hamilton game was a wash because they were so much better than us. Today was a really, really good test for us. Really good test, and I think in the end, experience for them showed. But as I said, since I've came in January the 10th and having this group and working with them, I just see the progression going really well. I do, and I think they're going to be an exciting group as they go forward, and younger boys that we potentially look to bring in as well, I'll add to it. But I think they're enjoying it, and when players enjoy it, it makes my job a lot easier. You know, and it's hard to get boys up when they come back and play with the first team and come down, but you know, this group want it. They're really energetic. Training sessions are, you know, I have to tell them to calm down at times because they want to kick the crap out of each other. But it's just about mentoring them, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to make them keep enjoying it and learning. I always say, if you come to work, you've got to be happy. And I'm certainly, I get excited about having this group.